Blog Talk Radio.
We're tuning in to the team with Ree. You know what? Y'all would not even believe it. Everybody that's streaming live, everybody that's listening, dialed in, and all the other stuff. Yo, real spit, I just did a whole 2-3 minute segment with my button on mute. I'm just a talking away, you know, trying to figure out why I ain't hearing nothing from Gino, why I ain't hearing nothing from C. Ricardo, and my button was on mute. I take the idiot award for the day. I definitely take the idiot award for the day. But for those who are streaming live, for those who are dialed in, will be dialing in, we appreciate you. We love you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the tea with Ree is on. But what I want to do is do an introduction of my co-host, my awesome panel that, you know, we definitely love. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce y'all to, number one, first, to Mr. Panty Dropper himself. Mr. Gino V. How are you there, Mr. Gino V?
I'm so wonderful. I'm out here in these streets, riding around and getting it. Got me riding dirty. All them songs all in one.
The streets ain't watching? The feds is watching?
The goddamn feds is always watching. I got to stop saying that shit before they really be watching my ass.
This is my thing. The other day, was yesterday, as a matter of fact, my phone was doing some real, real funky stuff, man. It was Sprint. I don't know what Sprint had going on yesterday, but I honestly started thinking, man, the feds is watching. The feds is definitely watching because something is going on with my phone, and I thought about you.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. If you on your phone and your shit just get hot for no reason, because goddamn it, it's the feds. You are tapped out. Your shit get hot? Yeah, you
in. Oh, yeah. Fans are definitely watching. Definitely watching. Mr. Gino V, in the event that the people who are listening, the people who are streaming live, have no idea who you are and they've been hiding under a rock, can you please, sir, take 5 minutes of your time before we start these feeds and talk to the people. Tell them who you are, what you do, where they can find you, and if you're able to, tell them some stuff that you got coming up and that you're working on.
I am Gino V, the producer / writer / singer / vocal arranger. I'm all of that, man. Been out here working real hard, to pursue my career, make some shit happen. Other than that, I got a couple things coming up. We're looking at September 11th for the R&B. It's actually a rock soul project, really. We're doing a lot of recording, you know what I'm saying? And possible that we could have some special guests, but I'm going to keep that under wraps right now, you know what I'm saying? We just out here working hard. I'm about to shoot my video for one of the records that I'm about to pull out. So, look, the whole city going to be in it. It's going down, for real.
Man, I can't wait, man. Can I wear my American flag two-piece bikini?
No. This is going to be one of the most classiest events of the year. We're going to be straight club. You know what I'm saying? We're in a club, pop bottles, doing shit like that. You know, you heard the record already. You already heard the record.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
You're right.
Yeah.
No pumps in the bump this go round, but damn show up.
She said no pumps in the bump.
No pumps in the bump. You know, hey,
right,
damn,
right.
He was good in a mug. And that's to get up. He, look. But somebody said on Facebook, that's where his career ended. But I still liked it. So, guys, that's my co-host, Mr. Gino V. We call him Mr. Panty Dropper. Like I said, if you have never, ever, ever heard this gentleman sing, you are doing yourself an injustice. That boy can sing. That boy good. So, next, we have our second co-host. He is truly, truly, truly the habitual line crosser. That is what we call him, Mr. Get It Done, Mr. All About Town. Look, he's everything you can think of. He does it. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, how are you tonight, brother?
I'm doing well, darling. How are you doing tonight, Lady Shamar?
I am very well. Thank you very, very much for asking, sugar.
Yes, yes.
So,
yes, we back on the air. We back on the air, baby.
So stupid. Yeah, we back on the air. We, you know, a couple of us got cussed out because we didn't do the tease last week, you know, but
yeah,
it was
true.
My mama's birthday and stuff, and, you know, I forgot to tell y'all that we wasn't going to do it on Tuesday. But, you know, but now that we're on the air, you know, we're going to go ahead and still make it pop, make it do what it do. So, but before we get into these good old teas, in case somebody has been hiding under a rock, don't know who the hell Mr. Habitual Line Crosser, do, sir. Take 5 minutes of your time and explain to the people who you are, what you do, where they can find you at, and if you're able to talk about it, what you got going up next.
Well, first and foremost, I go by the name of C. Ricardo. I'm your neighborhood host. I'm your neighborhood promoter. I do a little bit of entertaining. We sing a little bit. You may have heard my group. We Three Stacks. Y'all already know how we get down, man. You can catch me at Churchill's. You can catch me at the firm. You can catch me in Burlington at Oasis or my spot, Deja Vu. We always having a good time. Trust and believe. If I bring you to it, it's a grown folks event. We just love having a good time. Big shouts out to everybody who came out and celebrated my birthday with me Saturday night. I had one of the most amazing times of my life. I don't really know what took place after about 11:30, 11:45, but from what I've heard, we partied all fucking night long. Big shout out to everybody that came out. I love you all dearly. We got quite a few things coming up for the summer. Of course, y'all know open mic goes down every Wednesday night at Churchill. Every Wednesday night we do open mic. It's the most amazing midweek party in the state. Next Friday, July 11th, Three Stacks will be at the Zone. The Zone is bringing the grown folks back. The Zone is bringing live music back. So next Friday, July 11th, Three Stacks will be at the Zone. So much shit coming up, man. We'll talk about it later on. But I'm C. Ricardo. I love y'all.
Dang. You know, hey, shut them out. Tell them all about it then. So that is my brother, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs. In the event you guys don't know him, you know, I don't know where y'all been, you know. But Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, do make sure that you go check out one of the events, one or all of the events that he actually has going on. I will give an introduction of myself. Again, I am comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar. I am also the CEO of Gaps to Smile Entertainment. I got to big up my staff, Mr. Mike Petty Jones. You are phenomenal. I love you, sir. I don't know what I would do without you. Mr. Anson Hughes, Sherrod Anson Hughes, I love you, brother. Hype Barnes, love you too. Q, my nigga. You know, Shauna Trumbo, she's all the way down in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, we still shout her out. You know, she's going to always be a part of GTS and all of my GTS staff, Mika, Button, you know, everybody. Anywho, and I get to what I got going on, you know, after, towards the end of the show. But definitely, I want to tell everybody, of course, you know that I do have my own line of coffee and teas. It's called Pinkies Up. So when you see us on Facebook, when you see us out, you know, and everybody's holding up the pinkies up, you know, I know it looks similar to the AKA thing that they do. You know, we're not taking anything away from, the AKAs. This is literally your pinky up when you drink tea, when you drink coffee. So definitely make sure that, you know, you get yours. You can order it online at www.mypinkies.com. Pinkies, P-I-N-K-I-E-S, up.com. Or you can come see me. Hit me up on Facebook. Hey, I want some of the tea. I want some of the coffee. I definitely have some on me, and I can make sure that you get yours. Phenomenal. I mean, coffee has been ordered all over the U.S. You know, we've got orders coming in from Texas. We've got orders coming in from Mississippi, Louisiana. For some reason, they like it down there. I got to figure out what they're doing with it down there, you know, because it's blowing up down there. So definitely North Carolina, don't let another state outdo us, especially Greensboro. Burlington. What up, B-Town? You know, Charlotte, Winston, High Point, all of the surrounding areas. But because, and the way this works, we're going to go ahead and get started with the show. But the way this works is people have questions, concerns, they need advice. So they inbox me. Hey, I got some tea. I need some advice. So when they hit me with the tea, naturally, we go ahead and we answer your question, we read your question and answer it on the air. You know, all three of us may not agree. We do that quite often. You know, we all may not agree on something. We definitely make sure that you leave knowing, you know, the different options that you have to do. So without further ado, we are going to get started with the team. See, Ricardo, Gino Z, that sounds good to y'all?
That sounds great. Let's go.
Lord, I'm gonna have to touch and agree with y'all. I don't know what y'all delay reaction is, but all right. So we're gonna go ahead and get started with the tea. Here goes. All right, here's the first one. Ooh, now keep in mind, y'all, I have not read any of these questions. Literally, I've not seen any of them until probably like 10 minutes ago. So y'all getting it firsthand just like I am. All right, so dear Ree, I'm a gay man who's excited about the new gay marriage laws. My lover has been stating to marry me. Well, now the law has passed, he's been real hesitant. We've been together for 4 years. Do you question it or wait until he's ready? With this one, Sugar, I'm going to say, and you know, to all of my LGBT, L lesbian gay, so it's LG. Transgender, so LGBT. I think, am I missing one? I think I might be missing one. All of my, you know, LGBT.
I think that's it.
That sounds like the LSG, the group with Levert now. I thought it was one more lesbian, gay, transgender.
Community.
Okay. They don't end in the C. Anywho, you guys know who we're talking about. I want to, you know, basically, I think a congratulations is in order for that community, for the law being passed that you can now marry whoever you want to, race, color, gender, does not matter anywhere in all the 50 states of the U.S. So, you know, I think a congratulations is in order for them. But to answer this question, you've been with your boyfriend for 4 years, and he's always said he wants to marry you, and now that the law is passed, he's hesitant. I'm going to go out on a limb here, since you didn't provide me with any other information to kind of help me give you an answer on this, you know, about his character. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that perhaps he's a little shocked actually happened for you guys, and I would not rush it. You rush somebody into marriage, and boy, baby, you're gonna have the worst relationship, the worst marriage of your life. If someone wants to be with you, wants to marry you, especially marry you, they will show it. They will demonstrate it with their actions, you know. So, or maybe he doesn't have the money to buy a ring or be able to afford the wedding. You know, that's some factors. You know, I would definitely not rush this. Then don't hang around and be on his arm for 10 years, man. Don't be stupid. But, you know, definitely give it some time. I mean, if he was serious about marrying you, then definitely it will happen. Just don't rush it. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, sir, what is your take on this first team that we have tonight?
This is how I'm viewing this whole situation right here. You remember, as you know, as you was a young kid or a teenager and you had some beef with somebody, and you always be like, when I see that motherfucker, I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up, man. And all your homeboys be like, hell yeah, I know you're going to do it. You be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up. Then when you see that motherfucker, it's a different objective. It's the same thing. You know, you like, well, I don't really know if I want to fight him now, because it wasn't that serious, you know. Man, I'm just trying to keep the peace. Well, that's what this seems like, you know. It seems like as long as the whole marriage thing was at a far distance, he was all for it. But now that it's in his grasp, now that y'all are able to do it, I think homie got to change your heart. And it could be it could be a lot of different reasons, but that's just not it's just not a good thing. So I would say maybe, you know, enjoy the ride as what it is, but don't really get too caught up on the whole marriage thing, because, I mean, the gay community been going crazy getting married, you know, the past few days. So if he was definitely serious about it after 4 years, yo, y'all will be already making plans, setting dates, all kinds of shit. So, I mean, you know, just enjoy your ride, but don't get too caught up in it, man.
That's good advice, good advice, good advice. Okay, hold on, wait a minute, but we didn't technically agree on that one. See? See? It's cool. So, Mr. Gino V, Mr. Gino V, brother, what is your take on this, on this matter?
I mean, like, you know how you can, like, because I do this shit all the time. You know, a motherfucker call you, be like, hey, man, look, you mind coming and perform it? Yeah, that shit be like out there, January of 2017. You be like, man, fuck yeah, I do that shit, man. Hell yeah, just take my number down. Goddamn, 2017 pop up. And the motherfucker be like, hey, man, you still got me, right? Be like, oh, damn, man. I thought you was going to forget. he didn't think he was going to bring it back up. You know what I'm saying? they probably didn't think he was going to bring it back up, because he was like, I'm just going to make my lover feel better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just by letting her know that if I could do it, I would do it. And then that shit came up that he could do it. He was like, oh, shit. Man, I thought you was going to forget about that shit. That's probably what it is, man. But I just say, you know, like, I'm going to go and agree with Steve Ricardo on this, man. Just, goddamn, just ride the wave. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay.
If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't, you know.
So basically, he shouldn't stress him? He shouldn't?
Nah.
You know,
nah.
If he does,
like, you gotta understand, like, when you stress a person about doing something that they probably said they was gonna do any that way. If you continue to pressure somebody, they get defensive. And the reason how I know is I'm one of them motherfuckers. I get defensive as hell. I'm like, why the fuck is you riding my back about this shit, you know? You gonna get off my back, or I'm gonna slap shit out your head. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be pressured, even if it was their idea. I told my cousin that I was gonna send him some money because he needed it, and I had totally forgot about it. But I kept getting these text messages and calls and all that, y'all. And I kept telling him, I'm gonna do it. But I ended up never getting to it. So the more and more he pressured, I'm like, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And I got kind of defensive, but, you know, I had to go back and apologize to that nigga about that, but, you know what I'm saying? So
I see you on that one.
You know what I'm saying? It's about the same. You know what I mean? It's about the same.
I kind of hate being reminded to do something, because, trust me, if I said I'm going to do it, I know I said I'm going to do it. You know, so don't bother me about when I'm going to do it, because the more you bother me, you know, that's when I become irritated and agitated, and I don't want to do it. So, I mean, yeah, you got a valid point. Okay, so, sir, I hope our answer gave you some insight as to what you could possibly do. I think we all collectively decided probably shouldn't push the envelope, just kind of be like Miss Seeley, step back and see what color the wall going to be. Is that what you do? Just sat back and see what's going to happen. All right, so the next key. Hey, Reed, can I remain anonymous? Of course you can. I don't agree with the new gay law passed. What are your views on it? Ah, shit. You know what? It's like this. When you are in the public eye, like the three of us are, there is but so much you can say without ruining your career, you know, by saying something that could be borderline, you know, incorrect and all of that other stuff, you know, which is why I have not really had, you've not seen me say anything on Facebook. All of you who are my friends with me on Facebook, you all can attest that you've not seen me speak about it. I've not. And that's simply because, and don't get me wrong, when I first came out in the comedy game, I was like, man, fuck everybody. I'm going to speak my mind. I don't care who said what, who want what. Man, I got enough bullets for everybody, blah, blah, blah. That was me. That was my mentality. But I learned in this game that sometimes my opinion can offend someone who could further help me in my career. So I've learned to bridle my tongue and not speak on a lot of things. But since it is the T will re and my name is Ree, I'm going to go ahead and speak my mind. Should I do it, Mr. C. McCall? I guess T. Ricardo don't want to answer.
You know how I feel about it, but go ahead. It's the T. Marie, so you know how I feel about it, but hey, it's the T. Marie, baby.
Oh, okay. This is my personal opinion. Hold on, wait. Before I even do that, I'm going to hit Facebook to see how many friends I got right now. And then after the show, I'm going to see how many friends I got. I'm not saying this shit. Okay. Right now, hey, look, yes, my sister Keisha Marshall is on the line. I love you, sis. Thanks for tuning in. B-Town, Rhonda, Miss Boone, we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so fucking damn ADHD. All of my people, I see we got New York numbers on the line calling in. We appreciate y'all dialing in. You know, thank y'all, Town, Rhonda, Miss Boone, my boo thing, Miss Keisha Marshall. We love y'all for tuning in. Okay, so this is my opinion on this, the whole gay law that's being passed. I'm at 5,000 friends right now, y'all. Let's see what I end up at the end of the show. I was raised Pentecostal. My father is a pastor, you know. I eat, let, breathe church. That's what I was raised as, and I was brought up that being gay, homosexual, transgender, any and all of that is wrong, and you will go to hell. You will meet your fiery death in hell for that, and that is the way I was brought up as a child. I am now in my late teens, early 20s, and I have learned a lot in life. I have learned that some of my very best friends are gay. Some of my biggest supporters are gay. And I love it when they are happy. I absolutely, positively love to see them when they are happy. My thing is this. Being gay and murdering somebody, not now one sin is worse than the next. You cannot judge a gay person for being gay when you are here sleeping with the deacon, the deaconess, the pastor, the minister of music, and all of that other stuff, and y'all not married. So, for me, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. I got a pocket full of fucking rocks, but I ain't throwing not now one, because I sin daily. A lot of them I know I'm going to do. Lord, forgive me. Hold on, let me repent right now. Lord, forgive me for all my sins I've committed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, I'm just going to say this. To all of my gay community, people out here in the gay community, I love y'all. I ain't got nothing bad to say about it. You know, if y'all want to rock out and you want to be happy, that's fine. I just don't want two of my gay friends to get married and then y'all fuck each other over and then I got to choose sides on who I'm going to be cool with after the divorce, okay? So I'm just saying, pick and choose wisely. Marriage is a serious, serious, serious thing. Whatever makes you happy makes you happy. You know, if you happy, I'm happy. Just don't step on my boat. And if you trying to fuck the man I'm fucking, let me know ahead of time so I can step back so you can have him. So that's my personal opinion on it. I don't knock it one way or the other. We all have to see God for ourselves, and we all have to answer to him. You know, I have no heaven or hell to put anybody in, and I'm not trying to. I'm not attempting to. And also, all of our listeners that are tuned in, if there's something that you want to say about any tea or anything that we're talking about tonight, all you have to do is press the number one button on your keypad. It will let us know that there's something that you want to say, and it will show up, and we'll be able to, you know, bring you in on the air, and you'll be able to speak your mind. So, now, Mr. Habitual Line Crosser, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, sir, what is your take on this question on the tea?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a hard decision. If you follow me, you already know how I feel about it. I'm actually very, very, very happy that people are now able to love and marry somebody that they've fallen in love with. So I salute our government for stepping outside of the lines. I salute our government for not trying to be bullies all the time, because, uh-huh. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I can't tell nobody who to marry and how to marry if you're in love. You know, shit, I know a bunch of motherfucking heterosexuals that married people that they shouldn't have fucking married. So, you know, me personally, I think it's a wonderful thing to take place, because, I mean, it's a great thing. But, you know, I don't look at it, I don't give it no biblical statements, because, you know, we've spoke about this numerous times before, and half the niggas that's claiming they Christians only live in the shit 20-30% anyway. So, like, it bothers me that most of these Christians that's all on social media, all in the uproar, you know, who gonna bust hell wide open, but y'all motherfuckers still smoking and drinking. You're fucking without being married. Most of you motherfuckers got kids out of wedlock. Most of you motherfuckers can't talk without downing somebody. You know, Lord knows the recreational drugs that half of you motherfuckers taking. You're drinking constantly. Like, you can't just keep using the Bible to your benefit. If you're going to be a Christian, be an all-the-way Christian. Shit, if you're going to hate gay marriage, then you got to hate premarital sex. You got to hate getting married and then being divorced. All of that shit is a sin. Like, yo, you can't just pick and choose what's bad for the nation and then what's good for the nation. Them motherfuckers know damn well they're going to bust hell wide open, but you saying that shit in the club with a drink in your hand, with some weed in your pocket, then you're going to fall right back up in church Sunday morning with the same bullshit. Like, it's just, I'm telling you right now, these Sunday morning saints are really, really, really giving Christianity a bad fucking name. They're giving it a bad, bad name. And I mean,
I agree.
Salute all the gay people. Salute. It's y'all time, man. It's y'all time, man. Enjoy life. Shit, we only got one life to live. Enjoy life, y'all.
Right. Okay. Well, Mr. Gino V, brother, what is your take on this tea? I'd love to know.
This is kind of a thing for me. Reason why it is because I've been in church all my life, and you know, and Steve Ricardo has too, and so have you, Lady Shamal. But the thing is that we all have different beliefs in ways that things could. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you already know how it is. We look at things totally different. But the thing is that I don't bash the gay community. I don't have anything against the gay community. If that's something that they want to do, then that's cool. Do what you feel like you should do. You know what I mean? From the way I was brought up in a way of that it's not right. But I was also brought up in a way of it's not right, but do not down them. Because if you down them, they will never, ever get right. Or they'll never, ever, you know what I'm saying? And who's to say that these people don't have a relationship with God anyway? You know what I'm saying? Because God don't look at nobody different. You know what I'm saying? He looks at everybody the same. So my thing is this right here. The only thing that I'm having a problem with is that I've been seeing pictures of them taking pictures of somebody being on the cross like they're Jesus Christ, and they're looking down and kissing the man. Or, yeah. You know, like, I've seen one picture that really pissed me off bad. It was Jesus kneeled down to pray and had his gown up, and the devil was behind him screwing him. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's shit like that bothers me, because I don't bash homosexuals, because if that's something they like, that's something they like. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, boom, 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 whop, you're going to hell, this, that, and the third, boom, boom, boom. I'm gonna be like, hey man, that's what you do. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, mm-hmm. like, don't make fun of something that I believe in, because I'm not gonna make fun of something that you believe in. If you believe in, you know, you want to be gay or whatever like that, that's cool. Hey, more power to you. That's something I'm not into, but I'm not going to look down on you like that either. But at the same time, I just, like, I don't like the images that they have been putting up about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying what the hell is the government doing, blah, 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 just that and the third. No. I'm not doing none of that, because that's not my call. You understand what I'm saying? That's definitely not my call, and I'm not going to judge them on that. What I'm going to say is that I just don't like the images that they've been putting up about it. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody's excited. You know, yeah, we can finally get married and this, that, and the third, and blessed. Hey, do your thing. But don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't make fun of that. You know what I'm saying?
But can I say something? Can I say something about that?
Okay.
Sure.
Allow me to say something about that. Listen, what we have to understand is we live in a social media society. We live in a social media society. So it's not just that right now, everybody just making all types of memes and disrespecting and downplaying the whole Christianity as far as the gay community is concerned. Motherfuckers sit on social media day in and day out to disrespect everybody. It's everybody.
Right.
It's not just because the gay law was passed and, you know, people want to put these shits together. Most of the time, these are people who have different motives that don't even have anything to do with what's going on. I mean, a lot of times people just have hatred amongst themselves, and it spews to the world. So the same way you see memes of black people with watermelon and chicken and shit, the same way you see the Africans. You know, we live in a social media society, so, like, you had to have known that this shit was going to come. You know, you had to have known
right.
Once this law passed, all types of shit was going to take place on social media. So what has to take place is you can't get upset. You have to overlook that shit. You know, there's a universal law when it comes to social media. If it don't affect you, don't pay attention to it. Because if
right.
you start paying attention to it, then within yourself comes anger, and then you want to retaliate. You want to throw some backlash on these motherfuckers, and then it's just a repeat cycle. And then social media does something that it totally doesn't supposed to do. Real quick, I was raised in a household with a gay person. My uncle was gay, and, I mean, it was nothing we could do about it. They tried to shame him. The shit just wouldn't happen. It was nothing we could do about it. We loved him to death. We still do. I don't know what his status is now, but we loved him to death. But listen, we was at a church service one day, and the fucking pastor gets up, and everybody know this nigga is a faggot. And excuse my language, but I'm totally pissed off about this shit, because everybody know this nigga is gay. So they pulls my uncle up in front of everybody in the church. The church is slam-packed, and this motherfucker is standing up there in the pulpit with his wrist bent and going to tell my uncle, you going to get that gay demon out of you today. We going to get that demon out of you today. So they parading my uncle around the church, making him, they saying, walk like a man. You're going to have to walk like a man today. That's coming out of you. You're going to get you a woman, blah, blah, blah. Then this punk motherfucker has the nerve to get back on the microphone and tell everybody in the church, people say I'm gay, but don't no man make my dick hard in the fucking church. So from that moment on, that's when my whole objective to the connection from Christianity to the gay, that shit was just totally disconnected, because I'm saying to myself, nigga, we know you gay, but you sitting up here fronting
because you want to make a name for yourself, because these motherfuckers in here don't know your punk ass is gay, and then you're going to disrespect my uncle. We really ready to fight your motherfucking ass, and the only reason why we don't fight your ass is because my grandma would have been crying and throwing shoes and shit at us. We probably would have got our ass whooped by my grandma worse than it would have been with anybody else. But I'm saying, like, how would you consider yourself to be a Christian and you following Christianity, but you have that type of hatred in your heart for somebody who's saying they the same as you? Most of the gay community say they follow Jesus too. So how you have that much hatred in your heart to say what they're doing is wrong and they're going to bust your wide open? That's hatred. That's hatred. That's not an opinion. That's hatred.
Okay. Well, you know.
And see me personally, I don't have anything against them at all. I don't. And I know you won't, you know, say that about me, bro. It's just some images, and I know niggas gonna be niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I say niggas, I ain't talking about black people. I'm talking about ignorant ass motherfuckers. Like, that's just something, you know what I'm saying, that niggas is gonna do. But at the same time, though, it's just if you notice since this gay marriage thing has came to front, I haven't said anything about it, and I'm not going to say anything about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's not for me to judge. It's not for me to say anything. I have my beliefs. They have their beliefs. I don't knock them. Whatever they do, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? And when I see them, I still speak, you know what I'm saying? I still shake their hand. I still politic with them. I still have a drink with them or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just that, you know, I've learned how to take humans for exactly what they are. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they're human. They do what they do, man. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't for me to judge. But at the same time, you know, I, like I said, I just don't like how the dumb people is putting up these pictures and these images. Like, that shit's out of hand. If you want to get married, go get married. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And who's to say that it's the gay community doing that? It might not be the gay community. It just might be a dumbass nigga putting that shit out there like that. But however, that's just something that I don't like. Other than that, man, y'all cool. I fuck with y'all. I ride with y'all a long way, man. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if that's something you want to do, do your thing.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's the answer for the second T. You know, we're gonna move it along to the next one. Here's our next T. I'm a young comedian here in the Triad area and recently single. I'm very attractive, so I've been told by many women. My question is, in the comedy game, how do you let your spouse know it's about no one else besides her? Do you know fans come along with the you do know fans come along with the territory? That is a major thing that, you know, I deal with here, and I'm not saying I'm the shit. Okay, wait, I'm bullshitting. I am the shit. I'm just saying, I'm not saying I'm all that. But what I will say is, being in this type of environment, it gets bad. Fans are definitely a part of the what you do. I don't date. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have any of that. But I have one when I'm on the road traveling. Simply because every show, and I bullshit you not, I kid you not, if I'm lying, Lord, let somebody slap the hell out of one of my kids right now and I won't do that. Okay, I'm bullshit. I'm going to probably hurt them. But I'm just saying, listen, every show that I do, everywhere I have gone to do a show, after the show or during the show, somebody is either trying to throw some dick my way and females are trying to throw pussy my way. This is every single show. And people are very, very, very vocal about what it is that they want. This comes with the territory. This is something that happens. And because I don't want to be known, and trust me, would I like to sample everything? Absolutely. But I don't want to be known as that whole-ass comedian right there. She fucked her way to the top instead of being funny to get to the top. So I don't partake in any of that. And then I literally even have had people try to follow me to my hotel room after the show just to see where I'm staying at. And you know what? I've not shared this with anybody other than my closest friends that know this. But, like, even with Facebook, I got 5,000 friends on Facebook. I probably honestly know maybe only 300 or 400 of them. Honestly, all BS aside, I probably only know them, 400 of them. But I hurt my back not too long ago. I put a post up on Facebook about it. Once I put a post up on Facebook, maybe about an hour or so later, I got an inbox message from somebody that said, hey, I read that your back was hurting on Facebook, and I want you to feel better. I went and got you some meds, and I tried to Google your address, and I don't know if you stay on North such and such or South such and such. Which one do you stay on so I can come bring you some medicine? Dude, I ain't never seen before in my damn life. I literally told him, if you bring your ass to my house, especially while my kids are here, I am going to shoot you dead in my front fucking yard. I will kill you dead. That is so much that you have to deal with in this industry. And you can't just, people got to understand, we can't be rude to everybody. Because when you are rude to people, they remember that. And they will not support you. They will not come out. They will, you know, bad publicity is boy, that's just as good as good publicity, seriously. So we don't want our name damaged or our career ended before it starts. So we have to be nice to damn near everybody. Do I want to hug everybody after the show? No, some people don't smell too good. But I do it anyway. It's a part of my job. It is a part of what I do. When I go down to Concord to do shows, I mean literally as I'm walking through the building with my booking agent and other comedians around me, people standing in line waiting to get in are screaming my name and reaching out to touch me, and it scared the shit out of me. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm a normal person. I'm behind on my Duke Power bill just like some of the rest of y'all. Like, are you really freaking out over me? And then that's when it dawned on me, people really observe you. You can't, you can have a relationship in this industry, but you will have to be nice to everyone. You will have to hug people you don't want to hug. And if you got a girlfriend or boyfriend and they see that, they may think something is going on. Baby, trust me, it ain't a damn thing going on. We not smashing, at least me, I'm not smashing these people out here that I see at shows. That's not what I do. But I have to be nice to everyone. That's why you always hear me calling people Suge, Love Muffin, you know, Pudding Pops, the sweet name. I'm just nice. I make it my business to be nice to everyone. So now, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, simply because you're not in the comedy industry, you're in a different genre of entertainment, I would like your version of what goes on in the live music spectrum as well as from a male perspective. What's your take on this question?
You already know. I mean, it's the same thing. Entertainment is entertainment is entertainment. So you already know. I mean, pussy coming left and right. And when I say you pussy is coming left and right, I'm telling you, pussy is coming left and right. But what you have to understand is it's all about who you are as a person. Because if you're not good at what you do, and if you're not that friendly person, if you're not that touchable person that everybody just want to come and see and crack jokes, take pictures, be around, laugh, post, then you might as well get you a fucking 9-to-5 and get off this scene. Because doing shit like that, you have to be sociable. You have to be sociable. Now, the thing about the whole relationship thing is there's a 90% chance that being in the entertainment field, if you have a companion that's always stuck up under your ass, always want to know your every move, always want to be on the scene every time you get on the scene, this is not the scene for you. You're not going to survive. You're not going to be successful. You have to have that companion that says, I trust you, I believe you. So when you go out to go to work, I trust that you're going to do just that. Go to work, get that money, and come home. Because real talk,
if your motherfucking ass working at McDonald's, I can't come to fucking McDonald's and sit for your 8-hour shift and watch over your ass while you at work. So what makes you think you're supposed to come with me while I'm performing? Or you, Lady Shamar, while you're doing your comedy? Like, this shit, it has to be a trust factor. The trust factor has to be a stern trust factor. Baby, I trust you. All I can go on is by what you tell me. You say you in New York City and you doing a show, all I can go on is that you doing what you say you're doing. You respect our relationship. You respect our household. You bringing your ass home, and we love you, Debbie. Motherfuckers never, ever, ever knew that a lot of these celebrities was married for years. You know what I mean? Like, for years, because these celebrities had those type of spouses that knew their role. And I'm not saying knowing their role as in some old slave shit, but I'm just saying they had spouses who said, you have to be that person in that limelight. So you be that person in that limelight. But when you get home, you be who I fell in love with. That's this shit has to work like that.
Okay. Mr. Gino V, what is your take on this?
You're breaking up, Ed. I don't know what you said.
I said, what's your take on this?
Man. This is one of those subjects, because you understand, like, my objective when I get on stage is to make every female want every part of my motherfucking body. That's my objective. I love that shit. I get a kick out of it. I get a thrill out of it, because that's just some shit I love to do. But here's the thing. This is some shit that I've learned. And I'm young. I'm young in the game, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Really on the scene right now, I'm probably the youngest artist that's really taking it serious. I say that I'm one of the youngest that's taking it serious. I say that. But however, the thing that's crazy is this right here. I've noticed some of the artists on our scene now who are so see Ricardo. Like, I'm going to say this. They are so up their own ass that it's ridiculous. And the thing is that people are starting not to show up for their shows. They'll look out and see about five motherfuckers, including the staff. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's beginning to be that bad, because people want to feel like they are a part of what you got going on. And to be perfectly honest, they are. They are a part of what you got going on, because they support you for what you're doing. Now, being in a relationship and having to be that cordial is bad as a motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Like, a lot of people can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of relationships don't last because of that. And I'm telling you this because I fucking know. Like, I can't be at my show and my shorty be there. I can't work that way. I cannot do it. That's just me. That's just a hard situation, man. Like, that's I didn't see some real shit. That ain't the business, though. I didn't see a nigga be on stage doing his thing, and they take a break, and while he's taking a break, his girl is all down his goddamn throat. What the fuck was that you was doing over there? That bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then his fans is looking like, what the fuck this nigga got going on? Next thing you know, niggas start walking the fuck out, all type of shit, and then people never showed up to his shows again. That's just the nature of the business. You got to be cordial with these people, taking pictures, showing love. Like, that shit is important. It's important to the fans. It ain't got to be important to you. It's important to them. You know what I'm saying? And being in a goddamn relationship, that shit don't work. It don't work. I'm going to be real with you. Shit don't work. I'm just telling you what it is. The shit does not work. Because the damn show, it hasn't worked for me. So I know that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to do that shit, to be real. But that's all, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about the shit.
Okay. Well, look, it appears that whatever Sprint had going on the other day, the shit is going on now. So it's going on with my cell phone. so, or I don't know. I don't know. But we're going to continue to see and you know, hope Sprint get this shit together because Sprint is fucking with my business and stuff. Hey, one of my callers, I don't know.
We got to ask one of the callers.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get a take on somebody. You know what? One of my favorite guys is on the line, you know, listening right now, Mr. Danny Tatum. Mr. Danny Tatum, I want to hear what your opinion is on this. You are live on the air, Mr. Danny. What's your take on this?
What's up, Sheree? What's up, Chad? What's up, Gino?
Hey, sugar.
What's happening?
Hey.
What's happening?
Good. I'm gonna tell y'all straight up, right? Dang, I'm on air too. Well, it's all good. I just got out of the shower. I was listening to you, right? And Sheree, I heard everything you said, but I just got out of the shower. So, give me the question again, then I can try to rephrase it for you or say it.
Hello? Hold on. I'm sorry. I think my phone was breaking up. Repeat that.
Well, I just got out of the shower, so I was kind of listening to y'all conversation, but I wasn't really all the way into it. So if you can give me a question, and I can try to answer it.
Okay, so basically this person is a young comedian in the area, and they just became single because the girlfriend basically didn't trust what was going on. There were too many people throwing themselves at him, and I guess it must have made the girlfriend angry, mad, and so now he's single, and he wants to know, you know, how do I let a spouse or somebody I'm with know that it's only them and that fans come along with the territory?
Well,
so,
you know,
I mean, have
my whole thing with that kind of stuff right there is maturity, right? It's about really getting to know the person that you're with. Right, and like I think Chad said, is respecting your job. You know when you're with somebody, right, and you really know that person. You know, I believe in these things called energy, right? And when you have a connection with somebody in a relationship, you have a spiritual connection. So you basically know when somebody's doing wrong and doing right, right? But I think that goes with maturity and paying attention as well, right? Support that person and love that person. And if that, to me, that female had an issue herself. The guy didn't have an issue. The female had an issue, right? And I ain't saying that she was cheating or whatever, but she had some things inside of her because if you really love somebody, you're going to love them regardless. You know, so you're going to let them go on, you know, succeed as much as they can succeed and do what they got to do. Right, and you're going to support them. Baby, I got your food home whenever you get home, you know what I'm saying? And you got kids are taken care of. You go do your job so you can support us and whatever. And don't even worry about other people, you know what I'm saying? Because you'll get that vibe if that's going on. Because your attention will be different. You know, all kinds of things will be different. So that's a maturity thing right there. And he just needs to find somebody who's mature enough to deal with what he's dealing with, basically. That's my take on it.
That's true. That's so true, Danny. Thank you so much, man, for tuning in, my brother. It's always
no
a pleasure to have you on air, man. Always a pleasure to have you on air.
Look, I apologize. I'm trying to get back with y'all. You know, I've been in New Jersey, annual training, military stuff for a couple of weeks. I'm trying to get back with y'all. I love to support my people. So,
yeah,
I'll be back with y'all, man.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Salute on the training. I hope everything is going well for you, man. And once again, thank you for your services, man. Always, always, brother.
No problem. Look, I'm back on the court. Yeah, come and work on the court now, so I'm back.
give them that work, baby. Give them that work, man.
Word up.
we're going to move on to the next T. The next T is, while Lady Shamar is getting her phone situated because we're having some problems, so we're going to move on to the next T, and I got the next T. And the next T states, y'all ready for this? Oh, boy. This shit right here is crazy. I don't know if y'all ready for this. Damn. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Dear Ree, I love sex, yet it seems
My vajayjay doesn't. I'm not able to get wet like normal women, and sex sometimes is painful, even with a small penis. Is this normal? Damn. I'll just give my take on it real quick, Gino Valentino, then I'm going to let you have it. Whoever this young lady is, as I've stated numerous times before, the anatomy and the body is something serious, and it's not to be played with. So if you've dealt with that issue more than two or three times, just go to the doctor, young lady. Just make you an appointment and go to the doctor. Our bodies are sometimes like cars. It could be a simple fix, but it's definitely something that needs to be fixed. You know, a natural secretions is just a natural part of your body. So if your shit is not getting wet, you are experiencing a problem from on the inside that needs a physician to take note to it. I hate that black people hate going to the fucking doctor. So you will keep having sex. You'll keep letting it hurt you. It's hurting you physically and it's hurting you mentally, but you won't go to the doctor. You won't make an appointment, then you won't give it to the doctor just like you gave it to us so they can help you out. I'm almost certain this isn't the first time this ever happened to a woman. I'm almost certain this isn't the last time it happened. So my take is please, please, set yourself an appointment. You might need to see a GY, what's it called? Gynecologist? OBGY, whatever the fuck it is, I don't know.
But gynecologist.
Gynecologist. Yeah, you want to get your pussy looked at. But listen, just set the appointment and go get your shit looked at, baby. It's simple. It is very simple, and it could be a simple fix. It could be something that just, you know, damn, I don't understand. You know, what you think, baby?
I mean, goddamn, listen, baby, listen. One of the greatest things God has ever created was a good crotch. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about some good pussy. Ooh.
Yes.
Pussy
Jesus.
Make a nigga.
Yes. Preach about it.
A pussy make a nigga. It'll just make a nigga. It'll make a nigga. Oh, my God. So all I'm telling you is if pussy is just the greatest thing on earth right now, you know what I'm saying? Until God put two pussies on one female. But if that one, listen, if that pussy don't work, sweetheart, just go and get it checked out. Listen, I'm starting a new trend today. Don't let the pussy die. Hashtag it, everybody. Don't let the pussy die. Listen.
Did this fool start his own hashtag?
Listen, let me tell you something. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y can bring down kingdoms. Kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you give up on the pussy, you ain't got no power. You ain't got no damn power. You can't do a damn thing without that good pussy. I'm just letting you know. All I'm saying is this right here. Hashtag. Don't let the pussy die. That's all I'm saying. Go get it checked out, baby. Get that pussy back. Get it back wet so you can take over the world. Let's go.
Okay. Can I jump in on this? Fellas?
You have to jump in on it. There's no way around it. You have to jump in on this.
You know, I'm going to need it because Sprint is doing something kooky with my servers right now. You know, I gotta you know, make sure y'all can hear me, hear some feedback.
That ain't Sprint. That's the FBI. That ain't Sprint. That's
yeah,
FBI.
Fans is watching for real. Like,
I done told y'all that.
You know what? My phone has been doing this every day for like the past week, always around this time frame, anywhere between maybe 5 p.m., up to maybe like 9 or 10, it'll start fading in and out. Lord, I'm going in and out. And then the call will just drop completely. So, yeah, if that happens, you know, I'm coming back because these teas is getting good. But so from my understanding, how a JJ ain't getting wet. I'm going to be honest here. That is not how pussy is designed. that might be a little harsh to say pussy. That's not how cooch is designed. Cooch is designed to get wet. If it does not get wet, then there are options that you can take. And if little wing wings give you are painful to you, first of all, I want to know, is this a problem you've had all your life? Because, I mean, most of the time when stuff like that happens, people rely on, like, KY jelly. You know, I always thought KY jelly was for anal sex. So, and of course, my body doesn't need that. You know, it comes equipped with that, with the condom. But I'm just saying, anywho, you might want to try some of the KY jellies to see if that will work for you. That should be able to, I ain't never seen one that ain't got wet at all, though. That, you might have something chemically might be going on inside of your sugar. And if I got anybody on the line that's in the healthcare field that could elaborate on this some, you know, I would love for you to press the number one key so we can see, so you can enlighten us and educate us. But I've never known the cooch not to get wet. Now, I mean, there are times when it's really wet, and maybe that ceiling fan is on, and or a fan in general, you know, and then it'll start drying out. But I ain't never known one to be dry from the get-go. I mean, I would assume it would be moist after oral sex, but, I mean, that should only entice you more to make the body start working and you to produce your own moisture, so to speak. I would look into my doctor, honey. You got to be a poor thing to be walking around with a dried up prune. That is not something we like to hear, baby. Yeah, I think your vajayjay's broke, because that's not how it's supposed to work, sugar. So, yeah, I would definitely look into. I would try to look into getting some help for that, you know, because just like some men, winkies can't get up, you know. Hey, you like a dude whose winky won't get up, but you a female where yours don't get wet, you know. So I would probably look into my doctor. That's my answer. You need to seek some help. Let's tell your doctor.
Baby girl,
guys,
listen. Hashtag don't let the pussy die. Get your power back. It's like Dragon Ball Z. You got to have that power. You got to power up when it's time to power up, baby. Don't let that pussy die. Don't let the pussy die. Don't let the pussy die, dog.
You so
that's all
stupid.
All right. So we're going to go to the next T. We're going to go to the next T, y'all. The next T states, I like doing this shit, but I'm going to tell y'all right now, I can't see who the fuck the people is that's writing. And I think that's fucked up, because if I got to read these T's, I think I should be able to know where they're coming from. But anyway,
nope.
The next T states, Dear Ree, I'm a black male, 6'4 in height, 225 pounds, and successful in what it is I do. Yet I have an issue. I have erectile dysfunction. How the hell do these motherfuckers come back to back? I have erectile dysfunction. It seems as it's that time. Hold on. It seems as it's that time. My member isn't at home. He's somewhere distracted. Is there any remedies you know of besides pills? Please help. Tall and small at the same damn time. I'm going to let Gino Valentino take this one first, then we'll let Comedian Extraordinaire Lady Shamar take this one.
Boy, this motherfucker is it's all and small at the same time. Brother, listen, man. Just like C. Ricardo just said to the young lady, man, just go and get checked out, man. It might be some other thing. Hey, wait, ain't it something with the test? I don't want to say the word wrong. Testosterone. Yeah, couldn't it be something with that? You know what I'm saying?
Most of the time, when you're dealing with erectile dysfunction, it's the improper blood flow.
from your heart to your penis. So
really?
I mean,
is that what that is?
Hell yes. Fuck yes. The blood has to circulate to your member in order for that motherfucker to swell up. This is common knowledge. This is what I'm saying about our community. We have to go to the doctor. These things are common knowledge amongst other races. You know, most people be like, well, I was stressing, or I wanted the pussy so bad. No, that's not it. Like, you just having difficulties with your blood flow. It could be something mental, but I'm almost certain it's difficulties with your blood flow. And shit like that comes from high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, all type of things that are common in the black community. So, again, brother, I mean, we making jokes about it, but, I mean, you appear to be a young guy. Niggas, you don't want to be 30-plus years old and your dick won't get hard. Then you popping pills for the rest of your life when you can easily just get yourself together. Even if you are 6'4", 224 pounds, it still don't mean you're healthy on the inside. You could be healthy on the outside, but your insides could still be fucked up. So go get checked out. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump place, but go get checked out, man. That's all you got to do.
And that education was great because, see, we as women, we sit back with not all of them. Some of them have a heart. Me, I don't. So typically, if that thing ain't going to get up when it's time to, you know, to make it happen, I'm going to give you about one more try to get it up without me having to put my mouth on it. And if that's what you want to resort to, I'm gone.
Wait a damn minute. You got to put your mouth on it. You got to put your damn mouth on it.
Only the main dude get that. You just can't go around putting your mouth on everything.
All right. Well, I understand that. But if it's your main, you better be putting your damn mouth on it.
The main ain't even got to ask. The main got to fight me off of it. Look, that's just how it go. If that's the main, look, every day if he want it, jawbone skills is on point. I'm just saying, that's what you do for your main. You just don't go around here, put your mouth on everything, which it baffles me because I know some dudes, when they get ready to sleep with a female for the first time, they do that. And I'm like, you don't even know what her stuff been, and you putting your mouth on it? Ugh. Yeah, I can't. That is where I draw the line. You can't just be going out here passing out slow face just because you haven't sex. You can't put your mouth on everything because everybody ain't.
But, yo, playing. I think you should clarify that a little bit better because somebody may interpret that in the wrong way because the way it's coming off is like you're saying everybody can't get the head, but motherfuckers can get the pussy. So, like,
you got to interpret that just a little bit better. They may be entitled to, you know, you never know. Somebody may have had one too many drinks that night and just feel like being generous. You know, so you may get the cooch, but that don't necessarily mean you're going to get some slow face to go with it. You know, you got to be careful who you put in your mouth on. And some people don't care these days. They'll go down on anything. And, I mean, if you can smell it through the panties, don't put your mouth on it.
I know that's right. God damn, I know that's right.
Man, if her wetness has an odor, don't you put your mouth on it. There's something wrong with it. Listen. I teach my boys this. Whenever you're getting ready to do something like that, what you do? And this is going to tell you what you need to do. Whether you should keep it moving, or smash. When she takes some panty drawers off and throw them on the floor, the pill out of them, because she ready, look down at them and look at the crotch. If the crotch is brown, light brown, any other color other than the color of the lining in the crotch, you bet not get it. I'm trying to help my fellas out.
I'm really about to throw up for real.
Look, this is one of my jokes in one of my sets, but it's the truth. A man can always tell if he's gonna get some, because a woman will have the matching panty and bra. Okay, when we don't know for sure that we're gonna give you some, or we know we're not gonna give you none, our panties and our bra don't match. You have a white bra and turquoise panties, you know, or yellow panty drawers and a green bra. But if we know, we're going to give you some. Oh, baby, we don't went to Victoria's Secretions. We don't went up to Family Dollar somewhere and bought a panty and bra set that's going to match because we knew we was going to give you some. When in doubt, see if the panty and bra match. That's just my take. That was just a little freebie right there. Y'all can take that one with you. You go carry on, Mrs. C. Ricardo Briggs. I'm letting you man this thing here. I'm letting you man this thing here.
I'll gladly carry on. I'm having a good time. You got to give me the next key, though. You
gotta give my bad. See, I'm playing. Okay.
I'm not near the switchboard, so has anybody hit the number one key? Does anybody want to ring in on this?
I can tell you if anybody hit the number one key, if they want to ring in on it. Nope, nobody wants to comment on this one. I guess they want to sit back and they want to listen to us. So there you go.
They just want to enjoy the show. I totally understand.
Yeah, because right, I mean, it's an awesome show.
Yeah, we're going with the next C. We're having a good time. So I just got the next C. Let's do it. Here's the next C. Ree, I'm a gay man who loves his gayness and all the rainbow sparkle it leaves when in my presence. Yet I want to say this. A lot of you DL men can come out and marry us now. LOL, joking. Okay, now to my question. I'm in a relationship with a straight man who's married yet loves to get hype. I'm about to throw up. I want more. How do I tell him that without scaring him off? Because if he doesn't agree, oh, this motherfucker here. I have photos and videos I will send to his wife.
Oh my God.
Lady Shamar, since you in your moaning corner, I'm gonna go and let you handle this one first.
You know what? How do you tell him that you want more? You can tell him you want more the same way you just told us. You write it on a piece of paper and a note. I'm pretty sure you sent him text messages, or you called him and you spoke about it. I mean, literally, just tell him you want more. Now, you said you got pictures and videos that you can send to his wife. Well, here's something, a reality check, sugar, that you may not know. If he has a wife, baby, he's not leaving her for you, especially since you categorized him as a straight man. There's no such thing as a straight man that loves pipe. That just isn't feasible. So you got three things going against you right now. One, you think he's straight. Two, he's married. And three, you are manipulative enough to send his wife videos and photos of her husband committing a homosexual act or act. I think that is very childish. I think when you know that you are the other woman or the other man, and you have agreed to be the other woman or the other man, you have to play the game the way the game is played all the way to the end. You cannot switch up the game in the middle of it. There is no way that you can be so selfish as to dictate when he leaves his wife for you, and if he doesn't, then you are going to blackmail him by sending her pictures and photos and all of that other stuff of you guys. That's very, very, very immature of you. You will never have a meaningful relationship if this is how you get someone to be with you. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. So I think I'm so serious. I really think that you need to reevaluate things. Like I said, the biggest thing here is you agree to be second. And once you agree to be second, you are subject to any and all treatment that you get from the person you're seeing. If they can't spend that time with you, they can't spend it with you. If they refuse to leave their mane or their wife or whatever for you, they just can't. And there's no reason why you should make them, especially by blackmailing them. That's wrong. That's hateful, and that's evil. The best way to get over someone is to get under a new one. So if he's not going to give you what you want, leave. There's someone out here that wants a meaningful relationship, and they're not scared to come out of the closet. Don't shortchange yourself by being with somebody who can't be with you out in public. That's not a relationship. You guys have an agreement. That's what that is. So that's my take on it. That one kind of, I'm sorry, y'all, I didn't mean to get serious, but that's my take.
No, that's all right. It's all right. We're supposed to get serious because this is a serious issue. So we really felt that. Gino Valentino, what's your take on this one, brother?
Man, I pretty much agree with Sheree, man. You can't get into a situation and know what situation you're getting in and then try to goddamn do some off-the-wall shit like that. Fucked up, man. Even though it's fucked up the way he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's fucked the way he's doing, too, but at the same time, don't. It's not in your hands to say or do something to clear it up. If it's going to come out, it's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and if he's going to leave her, he's going to leave her, not because you did something.
Right, exactly. So my thing is, it's just kind of like, man, don't do that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my grandma always used to say, boy, two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I'm saying? So if he doing some shit like that, don't do that shit. You talking about some pictures and videos and shit. Man, his wife might kill him and kill your ass when she gets some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta be smart about it. My suggestion is leave that motherfucker alone, cut him off completely, straight up.
Right.
Cause you don't know how deep that shit'll go. That shit get deep. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
Do y'all remember back a few years ago? It was a show on the air. I think it might have been Ricky Lake or something like that. But the guy came out and told his neighbor or somebody like that he has a crush on him, and I guess the neighbor thought it was going to be a female, and it was a man.
But he killed him.
And
he killed him
dead.
Yeah.
He killed him.
Yeah, I think that was
it. You have to be so these people nowadays, and I mean, you know, I say there's no honor amongst thieves. Okay, I get it, but everybody ain't meant to be a main chick or a main dude. Some people are perfectly content with being the other person. And you can't fault them for that. If that is what they are used to, that's what they're used to. The only thing that you can do as a man and a woman to combat this is to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do at home so there's no such thing as another woman or a side dude, a side chick. The only reason why these people exist is because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing at home. So before you start bashing side chicks, side dudes, number twos, and all that, you got to figure out what the hell you're not doing right at home that is allowing one of these people to step in. Try to fix that first. Try to fix what you got at home. But, anywho, I got all off on a tangent. You know, clearly, y'all can tell I support the side chicks and all of that other stuff because side chicks are very they're intricate. Side chicks are very intricate in society because how else would a woman know to step her game up at home if a side chick didn't exist? I mean, some of you heifers wouldn't be cooking for these niggas at all. Y'all wouldn't be cleaning up your house. Y'all wouldn't be wanting to take him out for his birthday. You only still be trying to suck his dick on his birthday and on Father's Day. You know, so side chicks and side dudes, you know, keep the main ones in line, a reality check every now and then. That's just my take. I'm going to leave that alone.
Big shouts out to R. Kelly. He has a song called Be My Number Two. Y'all be sure to go check that out. It's very explanatory. And it's a great goddamn record. Big shout out to R. Kelly. Be My Number Two. But my take on this last T, I hope
I hope you don't end up getting your shit busted because you so fucking petty and because you want to be so damn stupid to even attempt to bring some shit down on this man when you knew goddamn well he was already married and you knew goddamn well there was a chance that he wasn't going to leave what he had for you. So I hope you don't end up getting your goddamn head split to the white meat just because you want to be petty as fuck. But real talk, if you're an adult, if you're a real adult, if you've enjoyed the ride up to this point, separate yourself from this whole situation because what's going to happen, man, this shit going to get very ugly. You send out them goddamn pictures. You send out them videos. You can already chop it off at the neck from that point because he ain't going to fuck with you. You already know that. Like, once you send that shit out, it's a done deal. So if you want to end it with some tact. Just
yep.
That a motherfucker's been real. We've had a good time, but you ain't going to leave what you got. So we just going to end this shit with some tact. But if you're going to do some shit like that, you have to know that there's consequences to that type of shit. And this motherfucker might bust your goddamn head to the white meat. And don't be running around here trying to get sympathy either because you would have brought it on your damn self.
True. Them good ass words right there. Good words.
Y'all see it? That's the reason why. That's the reason why motherfucking jails are so full right now. The courtrooms are so fucking full because grown-ass people don't sit and think about shit before they react. Motherfuckers don't sit and think about shit before they take action. You know, a lot of that shit, a lot of criminal charges can be avoided if you just fucking think. You know what I mean? Just think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, y'all. That was a good one, but we're moving on to the next T. All right. The next T, it says, Ree, I'm a woman who is financially well off, beautiful, and highly intelligent. I love women, and I was wondering, would I have a chance with you? Goddamn.
What's up? What's up? Hey, yes,
yes,
you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, well, yeah, look, he's going to have to
throw
me. You know what?
Yes, you do. Go to jump in that inbox.
We got somebody that got something to say. They may have something to say about the last team. You know,
right.
So whoever's calling in from the 457 number, you are now officially live on the air with the T with Ree. How you doing?
I mean, y'all basically great. How y'all doing?
Good, love.
I just
want to
say
what's
that y'all basically covered everything I said. I mean, I just don't understand. Like, I mean, myself being a gay male, like, gay men should want more. Like, why are you even trying to pussycat and be with a nigga that's in the damn closet any damn way? All these gay motherfuckers out here, and y'all trying to be with a motherfucker that's in the closet, like, you should just want more. And like they said, like, that shit dangerous as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers killing motherfuckers over, you know, exposing their ass. I mean, you knew what the fuck it was when you first laid down with this motherfucker, when you first sucked his dick, when you did all of that. I mean, you just got to want more for your damn self. What the? Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
But you got a good-ass point. I mean, like, people really get hurt. And I mean, like, seriously hurt over that. I think, like, last week, Steve Ricardo, I'm not sure if you were dialed in and listened to his last week, but Steve Ricardo was talking about how one guy got shot in the eye down in Burlington for exposing people. And, you know, that's serious.
It is.
I don't need to put you on blast. Like, have you ever put somebody on blast? Like, I mean.
No, honestly, I have not because I honestly know, like, it's a maturity to, you know, just handling life. You don't go doing that shit because you have to think about, you know, how that person is going to react. You already know how you're going to react, but you have to think about how that person is going to react. You don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, shit, he could be lying about his damn name. He could be lying about other shit, you know. If he done lied about, you know, being with his wife. So, I mean,
shit,
you never know. You got to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Like, that shit is immature and petty. If you're going to be gay, then be gay. But
all
don't
the way
be
gay.
Going bringing out other motherfuckers.
Think that gay, and I don't want to see, this is why I be encouraging, you know, our gay community to dial in and have a dialogue with us. Because we want to be educated on a lot of things, and I don't want to say something that's politically incorrect, and I don't know it's incorrect. But do you think, like me, some people have a problem with seeing a black man with a white woman.
Me personally, I don't like to see a masculine looking gay man with a real feminine gay man.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me.
Because you're with a woman.
Right. So do you have any thoughts on that either one way or the other?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, people like who they like. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I just want people to wake up and open that this shit is out here and this shit is real. Like, you know, people dying, people getting AIDS over stupid shit, you know, whether it's a masculine man with a feminine guy or, you know, two masculine men. It don't matter. Like, shit is real.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I'm gonna have to be more open to that, simply because, you know, I'm so used to, you know, seeing you know, different. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And now that, you know, the gay people have just as much rights as we do, you know, now we'll be able to understand one another better, and I hope that's what it turns out being, because everybody should be welcome. It don't even matter. Just welcome everybody. That's my take.
Right.
But
I mean, everyone has their preference. You know, everyone has their preference, but, you know, you don't have to go out disrespecting motherfuckers either, you know?
Right, exactly. Or their livelihood, because guess what? You don't know. This man might be on his last leg at home before his wife told him, I'm going to leave you, and you mess around and put him on Front Street like that, and she put this man out. He ain't got a pot to piss in the window, throw it out of. He done lost his family, his kids, his wife, his house. She done took the only car they got, and now this man ain't got nothing. Absolutely, he going to come after you with a damn gun.
Mm-hmm.
You just ruined his life.
Stupid,
well, you know what?
Stupid.
I thank you for giving us your input. We appreciate you, Baby Cakes, and make sure you stay on the line because we might need you again, Sugar.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
All right.
But real talk, we ain't going to run from this last tee. Now, that woman said she got a chance with you, Lady Shamar. We ain't going to run from this goddamn tee. You tried to run, but me and Valentino chased your ass down. You gonna answer that lady? You going to answer that lady or what?
You want this to or not?
Go to creep up in that inbox, baby. Go to creep up in that inbox.
You know what? I'm going to say this. The fact that you started your tee off telling me, excuse me, that you are financially well off. You know, comedy has its perks. You know, it's like anything else. It got its ups and downs. And when the cold season comes, you know, gigs start slowing down and shit. You know? So the fact that you are financially well off, you're beautiful. You're highly intelligent. And, you know, Because I know who you are, I mean, I didn't know you felt this way. Because I know who you are, because, of course, you sent the tea to me. I'm not really sure if this one was supposed to be a private tea or you wanted this one to be in front of everybody to know.
Don't you run.
Y'all ain't shit. You know that? You're both of y'all. Y'all supposed to be my brothers. Y'all supposed to be,
Hey, we got to keep the show going. You still running. After the lady. After the woman.
Oh, man.
Hell.
I'm going
to
say.
Go to that.
Huh?
Go to that. Listen, you heard me. After the show.
I didn't hear you because I thought I heard Gino, then I thought I heard you. What'd you say?
This is Gino. Answer the damn question. Shit.
You know what? Because all lives matter, not just black lives. And you may need a friend to talk to. You know, you may be having, you know, moments where you're in despair. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, you know what? We are at the end of the show. Look at that. Look at the time. You know, this show is an hour and a half show, you know. So, you know, before we get out of here, first and foremost, we want to thank everybody who joined in and listened in to us live tonight.
We are going to
go ahead and wrap this up. But before we go, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, please do tell the people where you're going to be at this coming week so they'll know where to catch you at.
you know, go ahead. You got five or so minutes. Tell the people where you at and where they can come.
First of all, I want to tell that young lady, do as most of us do and slide on off in that inbox. You're going to get your answer.
Y'all like,
slide on
shit,
off in that inbox. But look here,
like,
Steve Ricardo, man, y'all already know, every Wednesday night we at Church Hills, open mic. It's the livest party. It's the livest midweek party in the state, trust and believe. We're fortunate. We're blessed this weekend to have a weekend off, so I'm going to just be hitting everybody else shit. So if you got the hypest party this weekend, invite me to that shit. I'm going to come through and drink with I ain't going to drink with you, but I'm going to come through and party.
Yeah, I know
with
that's
you.
Right.
We're going to have a good – no, I ain't drinking. But what I'm saying is invite me to your party this weekend, man. I ain't working this weekend, so I want to be a part of everybody else's shit. I want to catch about five or six more events this weekend from Saturday to Sunday. I think Sunday night I'm going to go out and check out my man DJ Adam T over in Danville. I'm going to rock with him a little bit Sunday night. Then I want to just check out some more people for the 4th of July, for the 3rd of July. We're just going to party. My girl Danica, my cousin, she's celebrating her birthday Friday night. She want to go to cabaret. So I think I'm going to be down for that because it's always a good time to look at some ass, Jake. But you already
what
know
up,
we're going to have a good time. What up, Q? Don't forget, next Friday night, which is July 10th. I stated earlier it was the 11th, but it's actually the 10th. July 10th, next Friday night, Three Stacks will be at the Zone. They're bringing Grown and Sexy back to the Zone. I know y'all been hearing about how them youngins been in there acting a damn fool, where Ernest said not anymore. He's bringing the goddamn Grown and Sexy back to the Zone, where you can eat good, drink good, and we're going to bring you live, great live entertainment next Friday night, July 10th, Three Stacks in the building, the Zone. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm out.
Mr. Gino V, go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Tell the people where you're going to be at, where they can find you doing your damn thing.
I really don't want to take my time, but since I got to, because I want to know if you're going to get this pussy. But you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, y'all already know Wednesday night open mic, them cousins. We definitely doing that. Friday night, the Four Horsemen band is with Gav Beats. We'll be opening up for Aaron Camber at Bosses, I think, Friday night. But beyond that, man, I'm just cooling. So I didn't even take 5 minutes. So I want you to take the rest of the time and you tell us what you gonna do.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm gonna do. Simply because y'all know me, I don't bite my tongue. I speak my mind. Everybody know me. I mean, if a nice young lady walked past me, I'm looking right along with the dick. But because my mother is on the line listening,
that's bullshit.
I will spare her the details. What up, Big Sharon? I love you, boo. I love you. See, I thought about you, mama. I ain't even embarrassed the shit out of you this time. I did not even embarrass the shit out of you. Look at me. God is working on me.
I tell you what, Big Sharon finally my mother.
Hey, man, don't get beat up talking about Big Sharon. Fuck with Big Sharon. He ain't going to hurt you. My mama is old.
She fine.
My mama is old.
She might be old, but she fine.
Man, listen. My mama has had
your
whole life messed up.
Tell your mom I'm about to get in her inbox right now.
You know what she's going to tell me? I'm going to kick your butt. So, for me, comedian Lady Shamar, you want to experience the best, I mean the best comedy this side of North Carolina, definitely in the Gate City. July 9th, I will be at Church Hill Cigar Bar, located downtown Greensboro, 213 South Elm Street, directly across the street from Inferno and Tavo's. We are having Trump Thursday's open mic comedy show. So if you think you're funny, or if you know somebody that thinks they're funny and they want to try their hand at comedy, tell them come on out. Come on out. We're having a comedy open mic. You never know. You may get signed by my company. You may be the next comedian that gets added to the Gap 2 Smile label. So if you know somebody that's funny or you think you're funny, come on out, Church Hills, next Thursday, July 9th, for the Trump Thursday open mic comedy edition. We're going to have a ball out there. July 3rd, I will be in Raleigh at TJ's Nightlife I'll be down there. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the flyer right now. Excuse me, not it's at TJ's Nightlife. That's at 4801 Lee Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll be doing Smitty's First Friday Comedy Show. July 3rd is only $10. I'm going to be doing a show with comedian Fat Doctor, who has been on BET, Showtime, A&E, NBC, The Howard Stern Show. And he was a writer for The Martin Show. And I'll also be with comedian Con Morgan. So definitely, if y'all have nothing to do the day before 4th of July, come on out to TJ's in Raleigh. Definitely make sure you come rock out with me. So that's what I'm doing. I'll be down in Danville hosting a pool party. So, you know, I'm going to be real sexy in my little bikini. So, yeah, we stay booked, and we stay doing what we do best, you know, singing and killing these jokes. So that's where you can find me. I would love, love, love to see you guys there. Any and all those shows would be perfectly fine with us. So, again, also make sure that you order your coffees and teas, Pinkies Up, on the website, www.mypinkiesup.com. And then, you know, definitely let me know how you like it. Tell me what flavor you want. Like, all these people have bought it, and we said, y'all make a suggestion on what you want next month's coffee flavor to be. Somebody made a suggestion of cookies and cream. So that looks like it's going to be the next coffee to drop on the Pinkies Up coffee line. Anybody got any suggestions for teas, coffees, let us know. Trust me, we will make it happen for that month. It will be that monthly special coffee or tea. So, again, I am your host, comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar, and we have our co-host, Mr. Habitual Line Crosser, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, and then we have our other co-host, Mr. Panty Dropper himself, Mr. Gino V. Guys, we thank you so very much for tuning in to the T-Ree. All of my people that are streaming live, we thank you all for streaming live with us and rocking out with us. You know, we've had a ball tonight. We will be back at it again on Thursday. The T-Ree airs every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to 9:30. We 9 minutes over, but we about to get out of here. But we thank y'all so much for tuning in. Always remember, guys, Pinkies up.
Pinkies up.
Pinkies up, baby.